air. It seemed to be happening very slowly, and he had plenty of time to feel the world turn colder and watch the ground rush up to strike him in the face. Return. Oh, damn, Harding said. Will you look at that? They were sitting in Harding's gasoline-powered Jeep, staring forward past the flick-flick of the windshield wipers. In the yellow flare of the headlamps, a big fallen tree blocked the road.
Must have been the lightning, Gennaro said. Hell of a tree.
We can't get past it, Harding said. I better tell Arnold in control. He picked up the radio and twisted the channel dial. Hello, John. Are you there, John? There was nothing but steady, hissing static. I don't understand, he said. The radio lines seem to be down.
It must be the storm, Gennaro said.
I suppose, Harding said.
Try the land cruisers, Ellie said.
Harding opened the other channels, but there was no answer. Nothing, he said. They're probably back to camp by now, and outside the range of our little set. In any case, I don't think we should stay here. It'll be hours before maintenance gets a crew out here to move that tree. He turned the radio off and put the Jeep into reverse.
What are you going to do? Ellie said.
Go back to the turnout and get onto the maintenance road. Fortunately, there's a second road system, Harding explained. We have one road for visitors and a second road for animal handlers and feed trucks and so on. We'll drive back on that maintenance road. It's a little longer and not so scenic, but you may find it interesting. If the rain lets up, we'll get a glimpse of some of the animals at night. We should be back in 30-40 minutes, Harding said, if I don't get lost. He turned the Jeep around in the night and headed south again. Lightning flashed, and every monitor in the control room went black. Arnold sat forward, his body rigid and tense. Jesus, not now, not now. That was all he needed, to have everything go out now in the storm. All the main power circuits were surge-protected, of course, but Arnold wasn't sure about the modems Nedry was using for his data transmission. Most people didn't know it was possible to blow an entire system through a modem. The lightning pulse climbed back into the computer through the telephone line, and bang, no more motherboard, no more RAM, no more file server, no more computer. The screens flickered, and then one by one they came back on. Arnold sighed and collapsed back in his chair. He wondered again where Nedry had gone. 5 minutes ago he'd sent guards to search the building for him. The fat bastard was probably in the bathroom reading a comic book. But the guards hadn't come back, and they hadn't called in. 5 minutes. If Nedry was in the building, they should have found him by now.
Somebody took the damn Jeep, Muldoon said as he came back in the room. Have you talked to the land cruisers yet?
Can't raise them on the radio, Arnold said. I have to use this because the main board is down. It's weak, but it ought to work. I've tried on all 6 channels. I know they have radios in the cars, but they're not answering.
That's not good, Muldoon said.
If you want to go out there, take one of the maintenance vehicles.
I would, Muldoon said, but they're all in the east garage, more than a mile from here.
Where's Harding?
I assume he's on his way back. Then he'll pick up the people in the land cruisers on his way.
I assume so.
Anybody tell Hammond the kids aren't back yet?
Hell no, Arnold said. I don't want that son of a bitch running around here screaming at me. Everything's all right for the moment. The land cruisers are just stuck in the rain. They can sit a while until Harding brings them back. Or until we find Nedry and make that little bastard turn the systems back on.
You can't get them back on?